Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel, talking China in just a moment.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
One thing not talked about a great deal as we focus on U.S. beef into China through the front door is the fact that U.S. beef has actually been entering China for a while through the back door, or perhaps as you might want to call it, the gray market. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says because of that, some of the early numbers that we'll see overall with beef exports into the Pacific Rim will need to be gradually readjusted a bit as we look at this new marketplace that's officially open into the People's Republic of China.
I think so. I think it's just important for people to keep in mind that, you know, we have to not just look at the numbers associated with China as we go from here forward and start seeing monthly export totals. One of the things that may happen is these unofficial flows that have been transshipped through other countries may now convert to direct flows into China. So they'll show up or some portion of them will show up as exports to China, and they may be sizable numbers. They could be. We really don't know yet. But at the same time, that may be offset by decreased flows that have been previously been counted as flows to those other countries. So it's going to be important to take a comprehensive look across several markets as we evaluate what's really going on in this Chinese market. We just don't know. The unofficial flows may continue and we may add on official flows, or we may displace those unofficial flows with official flows. Probably that's what will happen over time, but how quickly it will happen, we really don't know. So I guess the point is that we're going to have to take a careful look at these numbers as we start getting these trade numbers here in the next few months.
So with the ceremonial opening of the Chinese market this last Friday and Saturday in Beijing and Shanghai, the ball game has begun. And Dr. Peel believes that there is the opportunity for added value back to the U.S. cattle producer, but you better be patient.
I think this probably starts slow and builds over time in terms of quantity specifically, and maybe even more so in terms of value that we can pick up in terms of price changes in the U.S. market. I think it's going to be a work in progress, somewhat tentative in the early stages, and then will develop over time. I'm very optimistic that this could be a hugely important market for the U.S. beef industry over time, but I don't think it jumps to that immediately. I think it takes perhaps many months for us to begin to see how this thing is ultimately going to settle out. Will we be able to detect noticeable jumps in prices for beef or cattle in the U.S.? I think probably not. But over time, it's a potentially big market. It can add value. It may show up as changes in price levels. And certainly, we would expect it to show up in terms of volumes of beef. And so making the industry bigger is going to help producers.
Cattle market watcher Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.